لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى، وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: شهر رمضان الذي ينزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم بنفسي وتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and fellow mu'mineen, as today we have reached to the final Jum'ah of holy month of Ramadan, the month that was one of the greatest opportunity during the year. When we look at traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we found that Ahlul Bayt used to say farewell to the holy month of Ramadan. He says salawat. How we need to say farewell to the holy month of Ramadan? What is appropriate way to spend Jum'atul Wida, and what we are supposed to do? Of course, this Jum'ah, which is final Jum'ah, is being named as Jum'atul Wida, a Friday to say the farewell. When we see the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, it is said that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would wrap up his bed, and he would like to stay awake in all the final nights of holy month Ramadan. When we see the traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they become sad when it comes to the final days of holy month Ramadan. That makes them sad. It's like they are losing something that is very important in their life. In dua that is mentioned from our sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam, Imam says like this: Allahumma innaka qulta fi kitabika al-munzali shahru ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Allah, you said to us that holy month Ramadan is the month when Quran was sent down as a guidance to the human being and as a clear evidence for the guidance. وَهَذَا شَهْرٌ وَقَدْ تَصَرَّمَ. This is the month that is already ending. It's coming close to the final times. فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِوَجْهِكَ الْكَرِيمِ وَكَلِمَاتِكَ التَّامَّةِ. I ask you with your generous face, and I ask you with your kalimat that are perfect kalimat. إِنْ كَانَ بَقِيَ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ لَمْ تَغْفِرْهُ لِي أو عليكم السلام أو تريد أن تعذبني عليه. If there is any remaining sin in my life that you have not forgiven yet, or if there is any action that is going to cause your punishment. So the one thing that we need to do, that is reminding ourselves about the importance of this month. Because we as human beings are forgetful. We may not pay attention to something, and when it reaches to the final time, at that time we just want to leave. We just want to get out of it. We want to be free. Reminding ourselves that how important opportunity is this. So when Imam says this dua, that means Imam is speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time reminding himself how important was this month, month of revelation of Quran. This was one thing that Imam has mentioned in his dua. In dua of fourth Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salat wa salam, he also reminds about importance of the month, and it's very great and lengthy dua that I would recommend every mu'min and brothers and sisters, that if we can go through this dua, recite dua for the wida of holy month Ramadan. That is called Ad-Du'a'u li-Wida'i Shahri Ramadan in Sahifa Sajjadiyya. Imam says, Allahumma innak anta ja'alta min safaya tilka al-wadwa'if wa khasa'isa tilka al-furud Shahru Ramadan. Allah, you have designated amongst all the duties one of the chosen duty, one of the pure duties. وَخَصَائِسَ تِلْكَ الْفُرُودِ. And a particular duty within the fara'is, شهر Ramadan, that is the holy month of Ramadan. الَّذِي اِخْتَصَصْتَهُ مِنْ سَائِرِ الشُّهُورِ. This is the month that You made this month as important than any other month. اختصصته على صائر الشهور وتخيرته من جميع الأزمنة والدهور. And you have chosen this month within all the years and all the times. So that is how this month is important. It is a reminder for us. This dua, it reminds us how important are the times. And when you know the value of that time, how important your time, then after leaving, or when you get close to that, at that time, you would love to stay in that period. You don't like to lose that. وَآثَرْتَهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَوْقَاتِ السَّنَةِ. And you make this month as influential month within the times of whole year. وَأَنْزَلْتَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالنُّورِ. This is the month that you enlighten the world with the nur of Qur'an. And you reveal the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. وَضَاعَفْتَ فِيهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. This is one question that everybody needs to ask from himself. And that is what Imam is reminding. That you increased in our... You have... You have increased and multiplied the faith. Brothers and sisters, if you ask from yourself that is there any other month when you have that many opportunities that your iman is being multiplied? How many practices that we do during this month, that is there any other opportunity when we can do those great practices? So that is month of multiplication of iman, increasing in faith. It makes us faithful. It makes us that we can return towards the origin of iman. وَفَرَضْتَ فِيهِ مِنَ السَّيَامِ. And you obliged during this month fasting for us. وَرَغَّبْتَ فِيهِ الْقِيَامِ. And you have invited us that we can stay for the prayers just in the nights of Qadr. How many people in Laylatul Qadr perform nafila, perform qada prayers? These performances are not there in any other month. وَأَجْلَلْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And also you enlightened this month with a night that is called Laylatul Qadr. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرِ. It is خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرِ by various ways that the wrongdoers, they keep making plots against Islam. And only one night of Qadr changes the status of the world. They try to plot against the faithful people by making many movies, music, causing corruption within the world, making destruction within the world, destruction in the minds, misleading the youth. But only one night changes everything. During this night, you have seen that our children, our youth, they are curious what they need to do during this night. They become faithful again. They return towards their origin. So that fails the agenda of many imperialists. It fails the agenda of wrongdoers. That is why it is called equal to 80 years, which is life of a mankind. One night equal to 80 years. If wrongdoers plot for 80 years, one night is going to wash all their plots. That is how this month is important. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Wa sahabna suhbata mabrur. Allah, you provided me opportunity during this month. I have been able to be in the company of good doers, mu'mineen, meeting every day, greeting every day, sitting with the good doers, being with the people, those who are really chosen people. Don't you think that this was a great opportunity of association with mu'mineen, with mabrur, with the people, those who are good doers? Arbahna afdal arbah al alamin. We have benefited during this month all the benefits of the universe and the world. Great benefits. That if somebody starts counting the benefits, why it's not important for a mu'min that have a pen and paper and start thinking, what were the benefits of holy month Ramadan in my life? During this month of Ramadan, what has changed in my life? For the youth, for children, for our elders, it should be important that make your own accounting, think about yourself. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the final days of holy month of Ramadan as best of the final days of holy month of Ramadan. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worships during this month. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins that we have committed during this month. I pray, may Allah accept du'as of mu'minin and mu'minat. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in our faith. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring unity within the Muslim world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give honor and the dignity to all the Muslims of the world. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal-akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. السلام عليك يا شهر الله الأكبر يا عيد أوليائه السلام عليك يا أكرم مصحوب من الأوقات ويا خير شهر من الأيام والساعات. My dear brothers and sisters, once again I invite all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of obedience, the month that gave us opportunity that we can practice more obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can be faithful. This is the month that we have taken the provision for the whole upcoming year. Fourth Imam continuing saying farewell to the holy month of Ramadan, then says salam and sends peace and blessing upon this month by those statements. Phrase after phrase that you see that how importantly Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is leaving this world and departing the holy month of Ramadan. As-salamu alayka ya shahr Allah al-akbar. One of the quality of this month, that this month is called as month of Allah, and as also it is called as month of Ummah. Month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can I request please pay attention? Please say salawat. Shahrullah al-Akbar, a greater month for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Eid awliya'ih, it is celebration, it is Eid for awliya'ullah. For some of the people or ordinary people, end of holy month of Ramadan is Eid. But for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, month of Ramadan is Eid. They celebrate when they become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They celebrate in the time when world is filled with the worshippers. They celebrate at the time when sins are being eliminated. They celebrate in a time when all the people are supplicating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making du'as, reciting Quran. Month of Ramadan is month of Quran. Month of Ramadan is month of du'a. It was month of barakat, blessings, month of rahmat, month of maghfirah. And saying vida, that means saying vida to all those benefits that we were receiving during this month. Although now we need to take all these, carry all those qualities that we have been able to achieve during this month. And it's up to every individual, that every individual would have taken the provision. It's like a journey. We are in a journey. We are a traveler. And every day we are heading towards our final destiny. It depends that what we have taken, what we have carried during this month. That is one of the things that one needs to analyze. As-salamu alayka ya akram mashoobin min al-awqat. Our salam upon you, O one of the honorable friends from the times, best of the times that are being given. Ya khayra shahrin fil ayyami wa sa'at. O the chosen month within all the days and nights and times. Dear brothers and sisters, let us all say salam upon this month. As-salamu alayka ya shahr Allah al-akbar. Our peace and blessing upon your minutes, hours, days and nights. Our peace and blessing upon your du'as, munajat. Peace and blessing upon recitation of Quran. Our company with the believers. Peace and blessing upon the time that made us faithful. As holy month of Ramadan is finalizing its blessings, we are also in the day which is named as Day of Quds. Day of Quds is a day which Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala said it is Day of Islam. It is not a political day, as unfortunately many try to translate that, that it is a political issue and it is political day. But read the statements of our great Maraji. You would find that our Maraji, they call that as a religious day, an Islamic day, and they say it is a religious obligation. Those brothers and sisters have attended last Layali Qadr, the statement of great scholar Shaheed Mutahri Rizwanullah Ta'ala Ali. I would like to make the quote of his statement. As he said, it is obligatory upon every Muslim that he has to participate in the Day of Quds. He said, it's awjabul wajibat. That is one of the most important duties. Then that what it means? It means it's important than prayers. It's important than fasting. Awjabul wajibat, that means sometime it becomes greater duty than any other responsibility. Why is that important? Why Day of Quds is important? Day of Quds is important because we as Shia school and Islam follow an institution, religious institution, and our decisions are made by the religious institution. We do not make our decision. We are the school of thought, always follow the institution, and our institution have decided to be this day as Day of Islam. So that means if today institution represents Imam of the age, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, their decisions must be considered as the decisions of Imam Zaman. It is important because it has brought the Muslim Ummah together. It has provided opportunity of unity. Regardless of being Sunni or Shia, this is the only day that unites us, makes us that we can stand together. This day is important because it vanishes the plots of enemies. Let me just tell you, brothers and sisters, there was a time when enemies of Islam were thinking to make a new Middle East. And today is the time that enemies of Islam are thinking how they can keep and save Israel. So you know how that is drastically changed. Day of Quds has benefited the world. That mentality is changed. Before that they were thinking that whole Middle East is going to be under their rule. Now they are thinking how they can keep this country. You know, that is how this is being important. Day of Quds is important that brought spring in the Arab world. It has changed the Arab world, mentality of Arab world. They started thinking for the freedom. They started thinking that how they can be liberated. Day of Quds, it has given freedom of the speech to the Muslim Ummah. It has given the voice to the Muslim Ummah. And not only Muslim Ummah, but that has given a hope to all the oppressed people of the world that they can speak against the aggression and oppressions of the imperialists. That is how this day is important. I hope that our brothers and sisters, with their families, with their children, everybody would participate in today's stand and the protest, that we can join our hands with the brothers and sisters, those who are standing in all other parts of the world, that we can demonstrate our unity as a Muslim Ummah. Can I request, please, with this salawat, stand up and move forward. Please fill those places. Please move forward with this salawat. Brothers and sisters, it's very interesting that when I looked at the BBC yesterday, it has given a complete addition to this day. Could you imagine that a news agency like BBC would speak about this day? But first of all, they did not like to name it as a Day of Quds. It said Day of Jerusalem. You know, they like to change the direction, that if anybody reads, then it's going to affect Day of Jerusalem. Second thing that it says that although it was announced that this was idea of Marhum Imam Khomeini, it is there. You can go and see that in today's edition. It's there. It was idea of Imam Khomeini, but that is not true. It was a false statement. This was idea of one of their foreign minister, Ibrahim Yazdi. You see? They would like to take credit from the leadership. Even if it was from Ibrahim Yazdi, let's say if it was from Ibrahim Yazdi, and then it was presented to the leader, and leader announced that as the Day of Quds. So what's wrong with that? Why you have to be worried about that? Ibrahim Yazdi, he was foreign minister at that time. Imam Khomeini was the leader. He could present that idea. An idea was accepted by the leader, and he announced that day as the Day of Quds. So is that going to take the credit of the leadership? Initiative was the initiative of the leadership. If Ibrahim Yazdi would have announced this day as a Day of Quds, none of the Muslims would have reacted like they're reacting today. I can tell this agency that let us try. Any of the foreign minister can announce this day as well, any day, and then you see the reaction. But this reaction that we can see after centuries of the demise of Imam Khomeini, millions of people, they come out on the streets and chant slogan against the Israel. That is only because Imam Khomeini was a marja. He was a leader. He was wali-e-faqih. And people accepted him as the leader, and they followed the path of leader, and they will continue doing that. Unfortunately, causing confusions within the minds of the people. Brothers and sisters, if today we see in the Middle East, and especially in Egypt, there is division in the country, and military has taken the country in their own hands, and demands of people are not being fulfilled. There is really unfortunate situation that hundreds of people are being killed in the past few days. And military's aggression, it seems that they are taking country back to the now Mubarak time. And we denounce that. We ask military to provide opportunity to the people that they can make their own government. And the democracy has to be placed for the people of Egypt. And that is really unfortunate that verdict was being issued by the foreign minister of our country, the United States. As today when he went to Pakistan, he said that in Egypt, military was restoring the democracy when they ousted the President Morsi. So this is the verdict, you know, from Mufti, political Mufti. Sometimes political Mufti, when they like to give fatwa, so then you have to follow that fatwa as well. They like that if people, they have to follow their fatwas. They don't like that anybody else has to think or give any statement. Support comes to the military government from United States. United States is legitimating the stand of military. What we ask is that military, if it has taken the control, they have to allow the people that they can choose their government. And government has to be given to the leaders of the community. But still, United States is funding by 1.5 billion to the government that is placed in today, and it's surviving because of the funds of the Western countries. Dear brothers and sisters, in Syria, there were sad incidents, a rocket attack on an armed dump in Syria that has caused the martyrdom of 40 people and has taken the life of many other. According to the recent survey, 100,000 people have been killed during the past year. During this time, 100,000 people, they have lost their lives. Same is the situation that you have seen violence in Iraq. Every single day you would hear killing of the people, destruction, sometimes bomb blasts in various parts of the country. And unfortunately, that survey that has been said by various agencies, 1,057 people have died only in July, in the month of July, 1,057. That is the figure that people, they do not realize that how many people have been just killed in 1 month. And in the past year, 4,137 people have given their lives. This is the liberated Iraq. This is Iraq that has been liberated by the United States and coalition forces. This is the liberation that any other country can expect. If you like that, you would like to have liberation like Iraq, then ask from UN and US and rest of the countries that please liberate. But I don't think that any of the country would like to have this type of liberation anymore. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless with peace and justice in the world. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give support to the all oppressed people of the world. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.